Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So last week we talked about what Jesus would do, about how Jesus would act and how Jesus would treat people. And today, in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from our scripture that Jesus told his disciples, his friends, to go and tell the world about him. Because Jesus wanted the whole world to know what he had done for each and every one of us. And he wanted everyone to know how very much God loves us. And now, thousands of years later, we, who are Jesus's friends, still tell others about Jesus and about God's great love for us. Now, there are all kinds of ways that we can share God's love with others. If someone is lonely, you can tell them and remind them that God is always with them, even when they don't feel it, and that God always loves them. If somebody needs comforting, you can comfort them if they're sad. If somebody is sitting by themselves at lunch, you can sit with them. There's all kinds of ways that you can share God's love, and there's all kinds of ways that our church shares God's love. So like Dr. Doyle said in our announcements, we gave lots of things during Advent so that children in Roswell and children around the world could have Christmas presents. Right now, we have a group of people in Kenya, which is all the way in Africa, so they are a long way away right now, and they are sharing God's love with others by helping them. They took doctors and nurses with them so that they could help everybody be healthy where they are in Kenya. And so that's how they're sharing God's love. In the summertime, we send a group of people up to Tennessee to places where people need a lot of help with their homes. And so they help make their homes safe places to live, and they share God's love that way. So there's all kinds of ways that we can share God's love with our friends, with our neighbors, and with people around the world that we don't even know. So I hope this week you will find one way that you can share God's love with somebody else. Maybe that means that you are just their friend. Maybe that means that if they're lonely, you offer to play with them. Maybe that means that you tell them all about how much God loves them. Whatever it is, I hope that you will share God's love. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your great love for us. Help us to share it with all the people that we meet. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.